Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We were talking about this earlier this morning. We know what Pedro put out there regarding Juan Soto.
That's right.
You see what Adam Ottavino said about Juan Soto?
I did not.
He said there's definitely something up with him. I don't know what that means other than it's got to be something that is making him play the way he's playing or making him look unhappy for some reason. I'm assuming that Adam Ottavino is pointing to.
Yeah, which is interesting. And the reason why I take what Adam Ottavino says seriously, and people probably laugh because it was just a reliever that bounces around. So there was someone who worked for the Mets who told me that his favorite person to talk to in the clubhouse was Adam Ottavino because he was so intellectual and so well-rounded that he loved talking to him. So when Adam Ottavino says something like that, it's not just somebody throwing some crap at the wall. This is a guy who thinks and is smart and all of those things.
So. Right, and he's been around both the Mets and the Yankees.
Indeed.
So there's a lot of credibility behind that. I think there's credibility behind Bob Clappish and Michael Kay.
Yeah, I mean, it seems weird to me that he would want to be with the Yankees so badly that he's upset with being a Met after you saw his celebration in that hot tub. And getting all the money and his family's happy. That seems odd to me. Maybe all things equal, he wanted to stay with the Yankees. I don't know. But for him to be, like, upset and not himself, that's a bridge too far. I would be annoyed if I were Alex Cohen or Steve Cohen or anybody in the organization if that were the case.
Yeah, but if Adam Ottavino says he thinks that there's something up.
I wish you would expound on that.
I mean, you got to bust it out of the box. He said, I think it goes without saying, especially when you're trying to set the tone for the team. You're considered a team leader. You're making that kind of money. You're that kind of player. And the reality is, I remember going to a Knicks game when I was a kid to watch Michael Jordan play. And they didn't watch the game. I watched Michael Jordan the entire game. The eyeballs are on you, basically. But he learned the lesson the hard way.
You know what they say about Juan Soto?
He's a human.
There's a human in there.
Yeah, there's a human in there.
Tommy and Tom's River, what's going on, Tommy?
Hey, Boomer and Geo, class of 2009, WFAN alumni here. Geo,
Hold on a second. Class of 2009, we're talking about an internship class, huh?
Correct.
All right. Now, were you spring, summer, winter, or were
you? I was a spring, G. We did a lot of events at Buffalo Wild Wings as well together.
Wow, yes. I was doing the New Yorker sports rant there at Buffalo Wild Wings. That was great. Tommy, I'm sure if I saw you, I'd remember you. But I'm glad that you've called up here, and I'm glad that you're on the air with us.
Oh, yeah. So I'm calling real fast to let you know that I'm working on a Mets song called Kings of Queens, G. Mm-hmm. We're trying to have it out this summer. Obviously, the Mets need some pep in their step, and I think we have a good song for them. But I'm calling really because all these people that are getting upset with Soto, they also got upset with Lindor. You guys just got to give him a chance. Give him a chance. He's going to be okay. Don't get down on him. Don't boo, because that didn't work for Lindor. So just keep the faith. You got to, you know, one pitch, like Boomer says, one pitch. One strike, one swing.
Yeah, Tommy, and Tommy's putting out songs. We got other guys promoting candle stores. I mean, we've just become one large billboard for the callers today. It's not so much the lack of production. It's the disinterest that he looks like he's playing with right now and the lack of hustle. So fans can put up with a guy scuffling a little bit, saying he'll break out of it. It's the lack of the Soto shuffle, it's the lack of the running things out. It's those things that are completely unacceptable that no one will ever have patience with, nor should they.
Yeah, that crazy Carl Ravitch was talking about that, too.
Yeah,
he
was.
Got everybody all fired up that night.
Yeah, Carl Ravitch, known for his controversial takes.
Yes, he could not wait to just start ripping into Juan Soto.
Yeah, well, someone gave him that info, just like someone gave Bob Klapisch the info. People want to know stuff about Juan Soto, and they want it out there.
Right, but all of us as baseball fans, for the years that we have been baseball fans, we've seen this time and again. Some players come out of it, some players don't. Francisco Lindor is the player that came out of it. Pete Alonso, at least at the beginning of this year, came out of what was a poor last year and was off to a great start this year. Now he started to slow down a little bit. I mean, these things happen with these players. You know why, G?
Because there's a human in there.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. And it's something we tend to forget and don't focus on enough, knowing that there's a human inside of that man. Eddie, do you remember this Tommy spring of 09?
I do not.
Yeah, no. Neither do I.
Just wasn't a memorable guy then, huh?
Apparently not. I mean, I'm sure if I saw him, because if I did a bunch of Buffalo Wild Wings things with him, like I remember the guys that I worked with on that.
And what was that? What was that called?
It was called the New Yorker Sports Rant.
Oh, so, you're ranting and raving Wild Wings?
No, I was not ranting and raving. So what I did was I sat up there and people would show up to the restaurant and they would do their rant and I would sit there and judge it. And we did like a live show inside of the Buffalo Wild Wings. And we got good guests along the way, too. Like, I remember we had Doc Gooden show up once, which was a thrill for me back then. That was really cool. Yeah, it ended up working out well. I was a producer at the time, and they asked me to do it, and it gave me, like, some hosting chops. So I'm thankful for
perhaps
that.
Perhaps he was a promotions intern since he worked those events.
That is true. He could have been that, too. Yeah, class of 09. And Johnny, that was, like, back then, that was the golden age of promotions. That's with Troy and John D'Alessandro, as much as, like, and that's no knock on anybody else. It's just those two guys were just, like, frickin' frack.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying, like, the jobs that they were just so much fun to be around.
And they were always together.
Yeah, exactly.
They were like Abbott and Costello.
They really were. And I miss those guys. We have a great staff here. Jess is awesome, and Emily is awesome. And I think that Emily probably did a way better job than Troy or John ever did. But as far as just the hanging out with dudes, you know, dudes and dogs and damage and everything. Like,
dudes, dogs, damage, and athlete. Yeah. I mean, everybody was, they were all over us.
Yeah. So he said spring 09?
Yeah.
That was, we were still in Astoria then.
Wow.
We moved here October of 09.
Wow. Man, that is an old school intern there.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.